time to be edified by the Word of God. It is time to rise above every storm. It is time to soar on the wings of the eagle. Join Prophet Samuel Addison and Eagles House Chapel International as we bring you a word in season to renew and refresh your spirit man. Receive God's Word this and every Friday from 4:30 to 5 a.m. on 3 FM 92.7 MHz. God richly bless you.
Prophet Samuel Addison is a general overseer and founder of the Eagle House Chapel International. He is a dynamic, authentic, and accurate firebrand prophet of our time who carries depth and authority and operates in a sharp, forensic realm of the prophetic. He is a global speaker whose ministry transcends borders and boundaries. Prophet Addison is a seasoned preacher and author of many books. His messages are centered on hope, righteousness, the Holy Spirit, order, and discipline in the body of Christ. And his prophetic services are highly charged, packed and always filled with the overflow of unusual blessing. Prophet Addison is married to Reverend Mrs. Eunice Binti Addison and they are blessed with two children. And now, we present to you God's Oracle, Prophet Samuel Addison.
The service we render to God in our local church, we call that service working for God in His vineyard. I'm running very fast. The service we render to God in our local church, we call it working for God. Two, God is a God of order. That's why He always places us in local churches. God is a God of order. So Harold come. If Harold becomes a born again, like he goes to crusade grounds, and Harold lifts his hands, and he says he's a born again, and he goes home without going to church, heaven does not recognize him as a born again. If Harold becomes a born again, he will put you in the local church, so that what He has put in you, you use that thing to serve Him. So now, if God is looking for Harold this morning, God will not go to presby to look for Harold. He will not go to Anglican. He will come to Eagle House. But that is a local church He has planted
in.
Are you here today? That's why in the Old Testament, He divided them into 12 tribes. So if He's looking for somebody like David,
say David,
or looking for somebody,
and as we show,
He will not go to the tribe of Issachar. He will go to the tribe He has put you. So He divided them into 12 tribes. Listen, that. Why? So that now when there was a sin and Ai defeated Israel, the Lord said, gather all the tribes and go to families. So it will be easy for him to identify. So if he become a born again and you join a church, that this is my church, that church is your local church. He has put you there. And why did He put you there? He put you there so that you will use what He has put in you to serve in the house. But hear me. There is a danger in working for God careless.
So we basabasana
who are you working for?
Why na we mano?
Who are you working for?
MTN.
Okay. He is working for MTN.
Oh, yeah, Juma, MTN.
That is where he works.
And then baby,
outside the covenant of God.
Now,
when you come to church,
so ba sorry,
and you are working.
Now we hear Juma
in the church.
So
you are sweeping.
Pra.
You are singing. You are cleaning.
Pepa.
You are praying.
Bumpa.
You are preaching.
Okay, radio.
You are dancing.
Sa.
You are taking pictures.
You
are going for evangelism. You, in your mind, you should know who you are working for. Please hear me. My preach is very, very short. I saw a video one day in Nigeria. One minister or one governor. Went to the office very early. And most of the workers were not expecting him to be there. When he got there, the office that must start by 8:15. He got there 7:15 to 8:15. Only one worker. All of them arrived 9:30. And when they saw him,
no.
Some started running. Which means they know the right thing. But deliberately.
And so intentionally.
Now, the best thing the man can do today is to sack them. Sack him. But hear me. There is a danger in working for God carelessly.
Oh, how be oh, so we hear juma me ready basa basa kwanso ana biara biara so.
The work we are doing.
E juma na yeye no.
All of us cannot preach.
Yeye na yenti min ke ready asem no.
We work together to bring forth a one particular achievement.
Yeye na ye bom e ye juma se ne be ye be nya buta ye baako.
Even if you are the car part.
So work e ye say
be security.
And as we are
working for God.
Oh, ye juma me ready.
I have one mentor I study.
You will be a mission or a brabo.
And the wife called me.
Now, can you a frame?
Said, if I see you,
I see, me who
I see my husband in you.
Me who me kuno e wumu.
I said, what about this? My friend said,
they did kindly.
No, I is in Nigeria.
Oh, wala tamemu.
I saw something every Sunday after
service.
I go around and I check some things.
Me share, sorry, a yesim piece. Now, me share yoma.
Their
services,
the protocol,
or
the ushers, they are not in the service. They are standing at the lobby. And the service was going on. And
there
are speakers outside the service. They are not in the service. They are outside working. But they are about 15 protocols. Each of them is carrying a Bible. They are not in the service. But they are still connected to the service. Now, hear me today. I'm teaching you the danger of working for God carelessly.
Or how are a woman and
the work we are doing, the assignment God has given us, it's not for fun. It's not
just
a normal work. It's not for show. The work we are doing, it's not for fame. It's not for any human applause. The work of God that we are doing. You are working in the house of God. You are in a drama. You are a choreographer. You are this, you are that. All of us, we are working. Even an usher, you are working. Even a drama, you are working. Even a cleaner, you are working. Whatever you do, in the house of God, you are working. But you must understand this. Who are you working for? Are you working for the pastor? Working for yourself? Or working for God? was answered. Who are you working for?
Why are we Juma Amano?
The first thing I will say, those who work for God, God also works for them. Those who work for God, God also works for them. We don't need church members to work for God. No.
Debbie.
We need good Christians.
A Christ for Papa.
Hear me.
Hear me.
Some people are church members.
Kofobia safuma.
But they're not good Christians.
Now some a Christ for Papa.
Carefully. There's one thing to be a pastor, there's another to be a good pastor. There's one thing to be a church member.
Yes,
there's another thing to be a good church member or a good Christian. Not every church member is a good Christian. One bishop I love so much. Somebody offended him. The person was his classmate. And the person was in his church. The person's son was sick. And the pastor refused to go. And the friend stopped the church. So this bishop drove his car to his friend's house. He said, "You can't stop my church. We have been friends for 18 years. Do you know the emotional things you've done against me and I've rejected? Because I'm a good Christian, some things I overlook. You don't know why they come to your house. Please forgive me. Throw away all those things. We can't end our 18 years friendship in this manner."
He's
a pastor talking to his friend, a member. So whilst he was talking, a member was laughing. And he came back to church. Why? He's not only a pastor. He's a good Christian. Oh, you're clapping. I don't like it at all.
Send your bones to me, Pepra.
Do it well. Good Christians are lover of Christ and hard follower of Christ. What I'm preaching now, church members will not understand me. But those who are lovers of Christ, who love Christ, those who are hard follower of Christ, who love God, who understand what I'm talking about. So you being a church, that's why you are in a church, you can't work for God. And if you are working for God, you can't do it well. Because you are not a lover of Christ. And you don't love Christ. You don't love the work. You are in a church. You are just a member. And if you are doing it too, you don't do it well. Because you don't love him. The dangers of working for God anyhow. The word careless 4 minutes of careless. What? Careless means your care for the church is less. Your care for the work of God is less. In fact, people care for their hair than they care for the church.
Careless.
The work God has given you as an usher, as a drummer, as an organist, as a security man, as a protocol, your care for the work is less. Anybody who is a careless person, it means the care the person has for something is less. If I give you a room, and the room is nice, and your care for that room is less, the room will be ugly. It will smell. No matter how the room looks nice, because your care for the room, that's why Africa, our problem, let me even go there, our problem is the power of maintenance. In life, whatever you can maintain, don't ask for it. When we ask God for something, He doesn't give us what we are asked for. He gives us what we can handle. What you are asking for is, that's like most of you, it's no more cut your coat according to your size. Now you cut your coat according to your pocket. No size again. No more size. You cut your coat because I don't know what you are asking for. Can your pocket handle it? Your care for the work of God is less. When you do that,
so we yes, sir.
I'll give you scriptures. There is a danger.
Or how be a
home? It's a danger.
Or how be a home?
In working for God,
so we yes, Juma me ready.
Careless. And I'm coming to the danger now. True. The meaning of careless. Not paying enough attention to what you are doing. Careless. You are not paying enough attention. They have given you work to do. You are working for God's house. But the attention you are paying, it's not enough.
And also an answer.
I'm not preaching to church members this morning. I'm preaching to lovers of Christ.
People
who are hard for most of you. You are in a church and you don't have any Christian value.
Any,
you are not a Christian.
No! You
are just in a church. Until we solve this controversy
of Christianity
and church going, and we solve
so
it, we can achieve. I'm telling you, the attention you are placing on the work God has given you. It's not enough. You are careless. Two. You are unmindful about the work they have given you. Unmindful. You don't mind. You don't mind. I'm an usher, but I don't mind if I'm in church or not. Unmindful. I'm a singer, but I don't mind if I'm not singing or not. Now hear me. You may not mind. Your pastor will not mind you. Your choir master will not mind you. But God and the Bible will mind you. For the fact that the title is on you. As a singer.
That was so you to Nino.
We hear me here. Why me? Your heaven will mind you one day. Unless you take off the title, I'm no my singer, so I'm no my prayer warrior. But if the term is on you, and the church knows you as a worker,
so
you are unmindful. The pastor can beat you. The pastor can punish you. But heaven will mind you. And how you mind you? I'm coming there. Three. You are relaxed and untroubled about the work.
What did you want and out to say? Oma seminal, a juman and your how if I
talking about the dangers of working for God.
Because or how are a woman so here juma me radi basa basa kwan so
concern
say em fawo ho.
I'm in the church.
Me wa sorry no mu.
I don't care.
Em fa me ho.
They say they can let them do it.
Mo so mo ye mo mo nye.
Oh, he said let him do it.
Maninye.
I'm coming there.
Me ba ho.
A worker.
A juma yeni.
A worker.
A juma yeni.
The one that came to preach, Bishop Bemba. There's something I love about him. Anytime we are talking, do you know what he says? He's a prophet. We are winning together. We are going to heaven together. That is his mentality. His mentality is that we are going to heaven together. We are working together. So if you have that mentality, why must you wish the downfall of your sister to
break?
If he fails,
so the
whole church has failed. But because we are not good Christians, we are not. We are just church members. Who have taken on ourselves to work for God. But we don't know that working for God, you must be a good Christian.
So your Christian, Papa.
One day,
that could be.
A man was sent by Archbishop Williams. And he said, go for an assignment for me. He said, can I ask some people? He said, ask them. You call one pastor. I don't like him. He's not a Christian.
On your Christian.
He said, no, I don't like him. He's not a Christian. So this one is a Christian.
Where your Christian is?
May we not just be a church member or a singer, but we are good Christians.
Be a Christian for Papa.
Good Christians.
A Christian for Papa.
They are the people that heaven has ordained them to work in his
vineyard.
And you should batan time and suma bonnet. Bad character and bad lifestyles are sitting there in a church and they are saying they are working for God. The church will not mind you, but heaven. And how heaven will mind you, I will tell you now. There is a danger in working for God.
So
if God puts a work in your hands, and you do it anyhow. If you are doing an assignment,
Say ma would you make the
you do it anyhow. Most of you.
And it's not doors
are being shut on you. Why you must be fervent?
Maybe I was saying
you are rejected.
Now
you don't understand. That if you work for God, he will work for you.
Obey
you,
Jumamao. Say me ready.
Your clapping is so powerful.
Simbonomunye do.
Have I given all the four? You are relaxed, unconcerned. Someone in the church, they are working, you are but they are relaxed workers.
Nansu, omajijia dem ne juma na emfa omuhubi.
Relax. And Amos chapter 6 verse 1, he said, woo! The way, now, right around. Whoever works for God carelessly, the curse of God is upon the person forever.
Woe to you who are peace in Zion.
Yeah, who is here? And somebody's working for you.
No, be here, Jumama.
And it's working anyhow.
No, we're here, Biara, Biara.
You will still accept the person.
Now, you're not changing. I know what you're planning to.
How many of you?
You've
given somebody your shop.
I would do a Juma.
Take off my shop.
Session,
the shop open 9 o'clock. The person comes every day, 12 o'clock, every day for 1 month.
Yeah, but some people.
Will you entertain that person in your shop?
Because so, I didn't plan on ever with me more.
You are a driver.
Oh, yeah,
your boss says, come 4 o'clock. You come 9. You come 9. Don't do that.
Yeah, yes, sir.
If you are working for God,
so, you draw me ready?
One day,
that could be.
A man, a centurion's child was sick. And he sent for them to call Jesus to his house. On his way,
he said,
go and tell him, you shouldn't come to my house. I don't deserve it. He said, me too, I am a man under authority. When I say things happen, I don't need him in my house. Which means the man understood the power of authority. Hear me. If you are under authority,
you
don't behave how you want to behave. If you are working for God, you don't do things how you want it. That's how most of you, and some of us, our finances, we are struggling. We are struggling. You are praying. Your prayer is a hypocritic prayer.
Because
the one you are praying to, the work he has given you, you are careless. The one you are on the mountain fasting to, the work he has given you, you are careless. And you are dead. He
was
mining
you.
A combat duo mountain super shock because the work he has given you, you've left the work. It's like you were a cleaner here, and you clean here. You've left the cleaning. You are in Achia praying. You didn't tell your pastor you are going to Achia. So who must clean here for you? So you being there, praying to God to give you anointing to do what?
And go slow the bed.
The work you must do, you are not doing it, and you are going to him to bless you.
So
he won't bless you. There is a danger.
Yo, how be you?
Please hear me.
See me.
What you are doing,
yeah, oh yeah.
You are raising a covenant for your children's children.
Okay,
if you don't do the work well, your child will be at stake. Your house will be at stake. One day your family will be in trouble. Because the hand of God will depart from you. The grace of God will depart from you. And your children's children will suffer. The word that God has given you, all of us cannot preach. No matter what you are doing in the house of God, it's God's word. If you do it anyhow, the curse of God will come upon you. In Africa, We have one foolish character. If you give workers work,
you
only church, like a condition fund, electrician, the first thing he thinks about is the pay, not the service. So if you give them even the money, they will not come and work again. So if you must work fast, no, because
so you can intense.
He's not thinking about the service.
Yeah, Jumana was so no,
he's thinking about the money.
Some
of us are lifestyle. We are giving work.
Yeah,
you are thinking about the money or the benefits. So if I sweep here, what is the benefit I will get? But because the benefit you are getting is not visible, I'm coming there. If I stand outside and I'm stand as a protocol, what is my benefits? If I work with him, what will I get? I used to preach at Ghana Telecom. Is it for it's not Vodafone? Eh? Yeah. I used to preach the company every morning. So I stopped. For William continued. So we pick one guy in a church, we're training to go and preach there. I don't
mention
his name. One day on there, we asked Pastor William that.
What
he said, is there, I forgot what he said. He said, what did they give us? And it's, or can be to if he, or say, is there money or something from what they give us? Because at that time, when I go and preach, if I preach there, I will walk from Accra High Street and I will come to his shop where they sell bags in the morning. Ask him. I will come and I come and sit there in the morning around 7 a.m. If you see us enjoying, we have walked before.
So who said, and yet there were Brabuma, Yanantida?
Walk on foot! At first, when we close church from Anabaka school, we walk from the classroom to circle to go and preach for
Trotro.
And whilst we are walking, they'll be calling us names. Every junction, they'll call us names. Working for God.
If you
don't do it well.
So one year in the year.
Amos said, woe to those who are at ease in Zion, which means those who are sitting in God's house and they cross their legs and they are relaxed. You've come to church for 5 years. You've crossed your leg. Relax in the church.
What did you want to
see? A cinema.
Yes, in the shabby.
Those who sit in God's house and they've crossed their leg,
come on,
it's a curse.
You know me.
They are at ease in Zion. They are comfortable. They are relaxed. Jeremiah 48 verse 10. Give me the American Standard Version. Or the New American Standard Version. I need to end here. Whoever works for God anyhow, curses on you.
For because thou hast trusted in thy works, and in thy treasures.
Mr. That American version, different translation. Is this American what you're giving me? After a while, dear. check the ball, young man. Young man, sorry, not here. My phone, where was it?
Cursed be he that doeth the work of
Jesus. Cursed is he that doeth the work of God.
Negligently.
When you do the work of God anyhow, you are negligent about God's work. Curse is on your life. The work God has given you. Even if you are cleaning the toilet and you don't clean it, what curse is on you? Because of time, the word careless. I'll give you all the meanings of C-O-A-R-E. But the first word of the C means complain.
So, kasa kasa.
Any careless person is a complainer.
Obi biara o nya hwe yi obi biara ho no okasa okasa kasa nsem ho.
It's a curse. Philippians 2:14-15, the NLT. The first word, the letter C, is complaining.
Kasa, kasa.
You are doing God's work, but full of complaint.
Nansu, kasa,
it's a curse.
You know me.
Do everything without complaining and arguing. I'm coming there.
Bibaho.
Do the work.
Be ye jumana die. And so kasa die.
But they complain. You know, every complainer they build system and they work with.
Because
if I complain with you and you don't agree, I will not come to you. So every complainer to be work with systems.
They
have group of people that understand their language. So when they meet and they are eating and they raise a topic, they join together and they speak. It's in every church. Anytime they meet, they have a topic. Do you know what you are doing? You are destroying God's work. You are tarnishing the image of God's work. Your pastor may not see it. Your elders may not see it. But God will deal with you. Curse will be on you.
You know me, Baba, also.
He said, do everything.
See, your baby, Biara.
So if you go to soldier,
so call a regiment.
Obey before complain. And we are not civilians. We are Christian soldiers. So the work of God is you must obey before you complain. But today we don't obey. We are full of complain. So the work you are doing, the work that has been given to you, that you are doing in the house of God, you are full of complain. So you are working, but they're complaining. And anybody who is a complainer is an argumentative person. It's in the Bible. He said, do everything without complaining and without arguing. Some of them, if the man of God is speaking, if your leader is speaking in front of you, they are smiling, but they are arguing against you. Work of God, we are doing. The last one. That will finish. They have three characters. One, they complain, they argue, yes, and they find fault. They are fault finders.
Do
you know what they say? Come. Young girl. Two girls. I saw you where, dear. Oh, 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 mu. Yeah, I saw you where, dear. But she's the church. I saw you ready. But when you work out, I saw you. One day I was praying. And God said to me, why do you worry yourself?
I didn't know how.
He gave me pictures. And I saw, since God called me, whoever rose up against me, none of them is succeeding. If you are here,
so
and you speak against me until you come from to lay hands on you, you
will never
succeed. He said, why are you worrying?
I deal
with those that fight against you. And none of them, I see them in town. The only person who came to beg me is the only person who is succeeding. None of them. This church, yes, I see them. All those that rose up against us, none of them is succeeding. This church. From the beginning. Because if I stand like this, I'm not here alone. There are people behind me that your eyes don't see. Can I hear better?
Amen.
Hear me.
See me.
Fault finders don't solve a problem.
So if you find a fault,
why can't you solve the problem?
A bit shocked, he will
say, "We be too bad, sorry. Now how you think? On far prayer, prada. But where are the washes? Where are the cleaners? Now how you feel?" So who bans now or pra or see who did you make finish him? I saw a time. If a squeezy man is not at the gate and you come and you try to do the work of a squeezy man, when a squeezy man comes, he will fight you. Because on passa or yeah, or per company, I can you must say, oh but no be ya, no more switcher. Curse is everyone.
No me.
Who does the work of God?
Anyhow. Are
you here to look for fault?
Hear me.
If you want to see a perfect pastor and a perfect church, then die and go to heaven. The only place is perfection is heaven. There's no perfect church. Hear me. Hold my hands. Lift it up. Come closer. Lift it. Come closer. Come closer. Keep on coming. Why are they here? To do what? Are you here to smell my armpit or to help my hands? Are you in my life to smell my armpit or to lift my hands? So the more you are close and lifting my hands and you smell my armpit, finish your lifting of hands and go and buy me deodorant, let me spray. Why must you go? I never knew Papa can smell like that. Are you here to check my smell? So if you find a fault, solve the problem. Are you not clapping for that? All those who complain, they argue, and they find fault. Fault finders. May God give us a heart. I come here 5:30. Not because I come because I'm a Christian.
You're
Some of you, some workers.
Yeah,
Reverend Tortu is one of the best teachers I have met teaching workers. Me.
Yeah, Reverend Tortu. Yeah,
if you send people that teach workers,
somebody
have used him to build this church. Yes. And now one of the best people that can teach work. One that was in London and he was teaching Wednesday. And one of us said, "Who is teaching your church?"
I said, church or what, sorry,
he said, "The man has clarity of speech." If this man is teaching you Sunday's work, come and listen. Come and listen. Most of you, instrumentalist, some of you workers, hey, Kwame, you don't do anything. Come, listen, and be a proper worker. You will not
Christian,
come,
Papa.
But you are thinking about the money you get.
It's
a blessing. That is a young man of today. And when you speak against them and you correct them,
now it's new
one. You found your face. But you are working for God.
We are doing it ready.
That work you are working.
Say you want to hear no.
Hear me.
Hear me.
If you are working for anybody,
say we are doing it be.
Don't mark your own exams.
One customer sent one.
May I do you?
Aye, one so
who told you that? What was your school?
You was school mono.
Some subject was very good, so the teachers would call me and say, "To mark, I mean mark here. Santa, me try 70. Now some friends will try 82. My fat pen. Father, forgive me. I will cancel my mistakes and write the good ones. Then me try 95. Because I am marking myself, I increase my own grade. Don't mark yourself. Let your God mark you. Mark yourself. You will never give yourself wrong. Who told you that? Who told you that? Are you marking yourself? There is one benefit of working for God well,
rather than
let me give you all the three. One, you receive honor and dignity. Two, divine preservation. Three, eternal rewards. I'll give you all the scriptures next time. If you are doing for God, general, then do it well. If you are doing things for God, do it well. Anything you do and you are being begged to do is a curse. The work of God. Any opportunity you are being given. If you go to, I love people. If you go to God's house, look for something and do.
So,
if there's nothing there, create something.
Se bribili wa, but modern se wanka sabenya bribia ye.
Be a good Christian.
Your Christo ni papa.
And we are working for God.
See, you want me radia.
Be a good Christian.
Your Christo ni papa.
Be fighting. Those of you.
Will be
fighting.
Toka.
Fighting. If you can fight in God's house,
so bet me akon,
then you can fight at the job.
Any DDB I also the bet me akon.
You can fight in God's house.
So bet me kuwa.
Then you can fight in a trotro.
Any trotro undi.
If God's house,
say ready fear.
You can fight.
Yeah.
May God give her the anointing and grace to work and work well.
Amen.
If you work for God,
so you want me ready?
Honor that comes on you.
You need DAB about so.
Do you know why London, America,
London,
they are prospering?
How would you know?
Their fathers labored for God.
Omo ejanom eye juma me ready.
They live their lives.
Omo joma bravo to home me ready.
Switzerland.
Yes, Switzerland.
Their fathers.
Omo ejanom.
Go and read histories.
Kanya bakwasem.
Live their lives.
Omo bravo to home me ready.
The life you are living, the way you are, can you raise godly children? Can your children learn from you? Are you building a covenant? The work that God has given you. The choreography team, come and sing, come and dance. No more church, no more time. Look at such an ugly character to come and dance for God.
So
we are unnecessary thing dancing for God.
So who same radio no?
In front of God, you are dancing, and all the clouds of witness are looking at you. Can you get it? But they will beg them. They will not come. When they come to, they will not do it well. And after that, all night, let's pray and destroy the devil. The God you are praying to has given the opportunity to dance. You are not dancing. You are praying to him to give you what? The work he has given you. God has given a talent to play organ.
A
talent to play drums. You are not a Christian. Today, many people in churches who are mixing our mixes and playing our organ, they are not Christians. They are not Christians. But if Christians gather, you feel the atmosphere. If Christians go for meetings,
you
feel the atmosphere. Cut this one. Don't let it go high. One day I closed from church.
Sorry.
I don't say I'm perfect. I'm not perfect. I had a call. One father called me.
He just
called me. He said, many prophets have gathered at some restaurant. Can you come there?
I said,
for what?
He said,
they're having lunch.
I said,
you don't see me in some places.
For
he called him, I respect him.
So
I drove the car and I got there.
And
I saw the faces.
I
said, I can't sit here. So I went to him,
knelt
before him.
I beg you,
can I go home? And I left. They insulted me, but I left.
You know why?
But some of them, I don't see the Christian value on them. And I don't want to work with such people. If
you're
in a church, who do you work as a friend?
Why not in an ante say Adam for
video for phone? No, would be a sem every day will be a sem. Every day will be a sem. Every day will be a sem. Every day will be a way. Every day we are and such person, you are still entertaining that person.
Gusu any sani pana and nam.
You call such a friend.
Oh, friends, I need to say
some of you. Some people have stopped the church.
Sorry, no.
You know that this boy hates your father.
When he says, "Honey, pay on,"
this boy doesn't speak well of your father.
He only pay on cancer.
You always entertain me in your house.
Danny, Danny, na no. Oma ho kwa.
And when he raises your father's story, you don't shut him down. You listen to him. You are just like the person.
Only sani pane ye pe.
Are you a worker?
Who you jumayeni?
Are you a worker?
Who you jumayeni?
Me standing here.
Me amijina here.
Even Nana Akufo-Addo. If you lift me and sack me from Ghana, any country I enter, I will succeed.
You know why?
I am breaking the word curse and struggling. Any country I go now, which country in the world now doesn't know me and know what I carry? If I arrive there, what is in me? Because a tilapia in Ghana cannot be a shark in the US. Because I am not a chicken. Anywhere I arrive, what is in me? You, what do you carry? Why do you want to fight me? In COVID, I succeeded. Where people cannot break through, when I stand there, I break through. Countries that prophet has poured their name, when I enter, I break through. Hear me. It's just this work is church work is here.
Say, you might feel what's
up. Very serious.
Say, you might need
I can run 15. Service in a Sunday within 2 months. What is on me? If the workers will be serious,
we
will run 15 services a Sunday. The church I go and preach, when I go there,
they
follow me. Within 2 days, I overflow. But here, some are here working. They are wicked.
So original one also.
The work God has given them, they're not doing the work well.
You may rather dear mom, no money.
They do the work anyhow. Some come here. When they come,
so muba.
It's a prophet.
So therefore,
wow. We expect to see overflow.
Yeah, and can you be a person who say
the name on you and the grace on you?
Sunny, I do my work so no.
When you come to our place,
so who buy your.
I want to pray for a church last few months. From that day to now, every Sunday, the pastor prays for me on his pulpit. I don't boast, but the grace of me is not common anywhere. I'm telling you, the grace of me, this morning, one father called me.
He
talked for William. The news he told me was a small news. What is on me is not a local thing. It's a massive global impact. Hear
me.
If you're under such a grace, connect well. So if you are not ready to work with me and work for the grace, why are you in the church? Stop the church.
Yes, sorry, no.
You cannot be here and fight the vision. So why are you here? You don't like the vision? You don't like the man? You
try
others to fight the man? And you are still here? So why are you here? To find fault.
So be home from so
to give people information.
So be man for at
people are here, they give information.
For at
every time they give the information, they tell them everything.
Omo can send me a request to Wahabiara Chirawamo.
Every 12 o'clock.
Aye, do me no biara.
When I'm praying in the afternoon, an angel comes to me 3 hours, some 2 hours. That angel, he brings me information. It's in the Bible. Psalm 19. He said, when my mom that king, so don't joke with me. Don't joke with me. Lift up
your hands.
The work God has given you. A time is coming. People will beg to sink in this church.
A time is coming.
A time is coming. See, mark my words. A time is coming. You will see doctors, lawyers playing organs. Working for God. Some of us standing here. You want people to beg you for your work for God. One day, the size of your dress will not matter. One day, the price of your shoe will not matter. One day, the size of your bedroom
will not
matter. What will matter is the work you have done for God. A time is coming. The car you drive will not matter. What you have done in the house of God with your life. You are standing here right now. What is your contribution? You are working for me. So you don't work well. Don't do it. You are working for me. You think you are protocoling me?
It's a God in me.
The God who have sent me. You are working for.
You are
working for. To do it anyhow. Because your prayer ministry, you don't do it. Always finding fault.
So
always every day fault. If there is a problem, why don't you solve that problem?
So how be hard and I won't solve how now?
That's why God allowed you to see the problem.
And it's in the radio, my whole coin. So be who saw or how now?
May we be exempted from curses.
Amen.
I believe you have been blessed and renewed by this word. You are invited to join prophetic services within the week. Prophetic Clinic, Tuesdays 10 a.m. Prophetic Checkup, Wednesdays 5:30 p.m. and Word Feast Service, Sundays 8 a.m. For prayer and counseling, call 0247-841-502 or 0244-545-940. Make a date, same time next week. God richly bless you.